extension just plays this role, or could play this role, in a connector of all kinds of health-related resources, not healthcare-related resources, health-related resources. And what I love about extension, too, is extension agents are often some of the most trusted people in a community.
Kansas State University and the Kansas Health Foundation are combining efforts to drive meaningful change in Kansas through anti-hunger and other initiatives to promote health, well-being, and economic prosperity for Kansans. A key piece of the partnership involves collaborative efforts to ignite innovative and experimental projects at the local level, guided by K-State research and extension agents. On today's Sound Living, improving the health of all Kansans. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas Health Foundation President and CEO Ed O'Malley says the foundation got involved with these initiatives because he views extension as the most valuable piece of civic infrastructure in Kansas. Ed, maybe some background on your position with the Kansas Health Foundation and some of the things that you've been working on.
Thanks, Jeff. You know, Kansas Health Foundation has been around a long time, about 40 years. Got its start, of course, when a hospital in Wichita sold to a for-profit company. That's where the money for the foundation came from, the profit from that sale. I've been the CEO for about 2.5 years. Long history in my career of being involved in civic life in Kansas. The Kansas Leadership Center, with the House of Representatives before that in Kansas, worked for one of our previous governors, and now at the helm of the Kansas Health Foundation. And it's a great place to do some good work across the state.
What we're finding is that Kansas sometimes struggles when it comes to health across the state.
Yeah, but we didn't used to. You know, Kansas used to be one of the healthiest states in the nation. In 1991, we were ranked number 8 in the America's Health Rankings. We've been sliding precipitously for 30 years. A couple years ago, we fell as low as 31st in the health rankings. Now, the good news is the last 2 years we have climbed to 28th, but that's still nowhere near where we should be as a state.
So what do you think the issues are? What are we seeing that are maybe causing those numbers to be lower than we'd like?
It's a lot of things. Look, we've been dealt a hard hand. We are an aging state. That makes everything harder when it comes to health. But also, I think it's something we're not talking about. I've been involved in civic life my whole career, and that slide has not been discussed the way it needs to if we're going to solve it as a problem, if we're going to seize it as a challenge and really turn this around.
Sometimes we turn to throwing money at a problem. That typically doesn't work. So what we need is maybe some leadership or some other ideas to try.
Yeah, you know, we need a lot of different things, but I love that you just said the word leadership. So I spent a lot of time in that field of leadership development. And what I know about this is people talk about this as a health challenge. It's not a health challenge. It's a leadership challenge. It's about how we work together to try to solve challenges and who we work with to try to solve those challenges, how we collaborate. You know, a lot of times collaborations kind of get watered down to the lowest common denominator where nobody has to really give anything up. But we need to be bolder. We need to try bigger things. It's one of the reasons why we love our partnership with Research and Extension, where we are funding agents to try innovative things related to health in their communities. We love those mini grants. We plan to do more of them in the future. We've got to get people experimenting, doing new things, and that's starting to happen.
What are you looking for when those grants come across and you see something that looks like something that you're willing to support? Is there a kind of a common denominator that you're looking for?
I would say a handful of things, but number one, you know, we don't fund clinical care. You know, this is not about health care. It's about creating the conditions for people to be healthy. And that has more to do with economics and education and the way a community operates and things like that. So with those mini grants that we've been providing lately to extension agents, but with all of our grant work across the state, we're really looking for catalytic opportunities where a little bit of money can catalyze people to work together who maybe have never worked together before, catalyze people to innovate and try things that could lead to a healthier neighborhood, a healthier community that haven't been tried before. We know our dollars at best are catalytic, which is why we need such great partners out there helping us do that.
We also have the transportation issues because we have so many small rural communities. Is that another area that we can see some improvement and maybe where extension can be of some assistance?
I think so. I've always believed, ever since I was a ridiculously too young member of the Kansas House of Representatives, I'm not sure why I was there at that mid-20s age that I was, but ever since then, I have looked at K-State Research and Extension as the most valuable piece of civic infrastructure in Kansas. You know, you think about it, nothing else reaches literally into every county with a physical location, with a human resource network, with a central communication mechanism back to a main office. Communication able to go both ways, by the way, to be spread, but also to be collected up and informed. So Extension is an incredibly powerful tool for any civic challenge. I think specifically for the challenge of helping Kansas lead the nation in health, which is our purpose, help Kansas lead the nation in health. I don't think there are many partners more valuable to us than Extension. And I think there's an opportunity for Extension. I'm such a big fan of the visionary thinking that's been going on at K-State. And I know change is hard. And I know there's a lot that's not figured out yet in the world of the future of research and extension here in Kansas. But I'm a big fan of trying to imagine what is the extension system for the 21st century. And as the first operating land grant institution, K-State, our extension service, I believe, in Kansas should be the model for the world. And we want to do whatever we can at the Kansas Health Foundation to help spur that along, be the best partner we can. And we're a little selfish because we want that for extension and we want that for those agents and we want that for those communities generally. But we also know we need extension to be a powerful, innovative, visionary piece of civic infrastructure if we're going to lead the nation in health.
We deal with a lot of chronic conditions in Kansas. Is that something that can be addressed through Extension and through the Kansas Health Foundation?
I think they both could play a very important role. For example, I know there's a growing partnership between the University of Kansas Health System and K-State 105 and K-State Extension, and I love that. And I'll leave it to the smart clinical people to imagine the tactical elements of that collaboration. But I know Extension and Extension agents touch the social determinants of health in ways that not many other systems do. And I love healthcare, but oftentimes healthcare is sick care. It's when something's gone wrong that we go seek out help or treatment, except for the preventative type of stuff. But Extension just plays this role, or could play this role, in a connector of all kinds of health-related resources, not healthcare-related resources, health-related resources. And what I love about Extension, too, is Extension agents are often some of the most trusted people in a community. We got to leverage that, and I want Extension agents who might be listening to this to know that we want to do whatever we can at the Kansas Health Foundation to help people see that trusted source and to help equip those agents with unique partnerships to bring it all to fruition.
I think you were at an annual conference and talked there. What were some of the messages that you had for agents at that time?
Yeah, we wanted to do a few things there. I loved being there, and we wanted to, on one hand, applaud them for their incredible work that they do. That's when we announced this mini-grant program, which we hope is inspiring. And by the way, we're doing that program because of the new vision, because of the new strategic plan at the university. The university and Extension wanting to place itself even more as a catalytic resource, that got us excited. So we wanted to show our commitment. So we were there to announce that day. I believe that commitment could and should be just the beginning. And frankly, I believe anybody in the state working on a statewide change should think first about K-State Research and Extension and how to leverage it to help make progress on whatever challenge they might be working on. I hope we're modeling that for some other change makers, and I hope that Extension will see that come to fruition as time goes by.
Do we sometimes forget the fact that a healthy community, a healthy state, means other things besides a healthy state? There are a lot of things that come into play when you have a healthy state and people want to come to your state.
It's all connected. I was asking a CEO of a large company a few months ago what he thought would be different if Kansas led the nation in health from his business perspective. And he employs lots and lots of people. And his eyes just lit up, and he started talking about the amount of money they would likely save on health premiums, the amount of money they would save not having to deal with as many absences. We know when people are healthier, they're happier, they're more motivated. And it's hard to work hard if you're not healthy and you're not happy and it's hard to get motivated. So his eyes lit up and he understood the connection to his mission and his company's mission. So I think all sorts of things become possible if we lead the nation in health. To do that, we need more people, number one, talking about this ranking. Number two, we need more people understanding we're going to have to disrupt the way people think about health. It's bigger than healthcare. And number three, we're going to have to model behaviors like bold collaboration and other key leadership behaviors to pull this off.
Yeah, go into the leadership behavior a little bit more because I know that's one of your passions. You've got a couple of books out, in fact, on that. What are some of the things that maybe Extension can play a role in being leaders?
You know, I think it's a big question. So I'll just offer a couple of my favorite tracks from that. But, you know, a few things. One, you know, leadership is always about change. It is always about disruption. It's always about disrupting a system, a group of people to get results different than they're currently getting and better results. And so that idea that agents, I hope, and a lot of others, including everybody at the Kansas Health Foundation and a whole lot of other folks, we need to see ourselves as disruptors. We have to engage in ways that get people to stop and think about the current reality and what they're doing that's contributing to Kansas to continue to slide in the health rankings and what they might need to do differently to turn that around. So being a disruptor is number one, and boy, that can be a little scary, but it's important.
I think you also have a different way of thinking about leadership because a lot of times we think leadership only comes from leaders. You're saying that it can really come from anybody and should come from anybody.
By all means. In fact, I actually hate the word leader. Because to me, the word leader is almost always implies somebody in authority. And I think leadership can come from anybody. And sometimes people in authority exercise leadership. But you know what? A lot of times they don't. And we all know that. We've all seen it. In fact, some of us might be willing to admit that that's been me. You know, there are times I'm a CEO of a statewide foundation. I don't always exercise leadership as well as I would like, or maybe some days not at all. I think leadership is an activity. It's not a position. And I believe if we are going to do something as bold in Kansas as climbing from 28th to number one in the health rankings, we need a lot more people to feel that they have the agency to exercise leadership and to take the risk to lead, regardless of the level of authority they have. My last book was called When Everyone Leads. I co-wrote it with Julia Fabers McBride, and the whole point of that book was it's when everyone leads or enough of everyone that change happens. It's not just about those in authority leading.
If you could just pinpoint one or two things that we could start with in order to start climbing the rankings, because obviously we're going to go from maybe 28th to 25 to 22. It's going to be a process. So where do we start?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I'm going to give you a lofty answer and then maybe a couple quick specifics. The lofty answer is it starts with awareness. If we don't talk about this, it won't happen. You know, I learned at a young age that what we spend our days thinking about is what we end up working on. What we spend our days talking about is what we end up working on. We need more people literally just talking about these rankings, thinking about them, focusing on them. An agent asking the folks in their community, what might this ranking mean for us and what might we be able to do to turn it around? And there's a lot of information, by the way, about these rankings at americashealthrankings.com. More specifically, you know, there are some of the sub-measures in the rankings that really stand out. We are 42nd in the nation last year, 42nd in the nation for occupational fatalities, one of the most dangerous places in America to work. That seems strange, especially when our neighboring states with similar economies like Nebraska and Iowa, Oklahoma, they are well ahead of us on that particular measure. So identifying some of these specific measures, I think, and focusing on them could help. One big one that Extension has been working on with us is food insecurity. Hunger-Free Kansas is a new initiative designed to help move that particular piece of the health rankings in a more positive direction. Great work happening there. And if folks want to get involved, I would encourage them to go to hungerfreekansas.com, check out that website, connect with other Extension services working on that initiative. That would be a good place to start.
That's Kansas Health Foundation President and CEO Ed O'Malley. With information on a joint effort with Kansas State University and K-State Research and Extension to promote health, well-being, and economic prosperity for Kansans. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.